Morning, everybody. We're going to go ahead and start. We are missing a couple of board members, but as they show up, we will have them get seated. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and it is 10 o'clock. Welcome to Guide Dog Users of California, to our board and business meeting. And we will first have, since we don't have our... Do we have a way to take notes? We need a way to take notes. That would be good. I can't do that and type. Well, we'll wait for... We need Jerry to arrive so that we can take minutes. But I know we have some announcements. Gene Lozano had come by, and if you're in the room, Gene? No, but I know what Gene wanted, so I can go with that. There are meal tickets still available. If there is anybody here that has not purchased a meal ticket for our lunch, at 12, there are 4 tickets, and you can go to the registration and get a ticket. And there are about 40 banquet tickets. We're still pretty low on sales for the banquet tickets, and we need to make sure we meet our meal quotas with the hotel, or it's going to cost the CCB more money, and ultimately us members. So if you have not purchased a banquet ticket and wish to purchase a banquet ticket, go on ahead also to the registration, and you need to do that before noon. And to get a lunch ticket, you need to do that like ASAP. Right. So that's one of the things that I know that Gene had to announce. I will just go ahead and put down give you all the information for our booth. We are taking memberships at the booth. And so go ahead and go on over there. The forms are there. There's people there to help fill out the information for you. We want to make sure that everybody just gives everything fresh so that we can... make sure that everything is up to date, and pay your dues. And, of course, they're $20 a year. If you're a GDUI Life member, it's $12. And so that's that information. We do have our 50-50 raffle. They're a $1 ticket or 6 for $5. Okay, so now if somebody's wanting some tickets... the Raisers will assist with helping get some tickets here instead of going over to the booth. And then also, we have wonderful dog beds. They are portable. They roll up and fit into a little canvas bag. They're extremely lightweight. They're machine washable. You just wash them in the washing machine and take it out, shake it a little bit, and then hang it up, and it dries in about 2 hours. You could put it in the dryer on fluff, dry, low, but hanging it up is perfectly adequate. It dries in 2 hours.
And I'll go get one to have in here, so if anybody wants to see it while in here, you can let us know.
All right. That'll be perfectly good. The beds are $35. We have already sold quite a few beds, so if you want a bed... you're going to have to rush on, and we'll make sure you get one. So, and those are all the things that we have at the booth for today. Any sign of Jerry yet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll let you get set up. I was doing announcements so that we could wait for you. And Anne is here.
Can
We're only missing David Jackson. Not too bad. Just give us a minute or two here and we'll move on with the agenda. All righty. So if we can have everybody's attention, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next agenda item that we've had our call to order. I can say that we only have one board member missing. David Jackson is missing. Ah, he's here. Good. So everybody's here. Board is present and accounted for. Next will be the reading of the minutes by our secretary, and I'll bring a mic around to you, Jerry. Will it be easier for me to hold it for you? Or somebody? Yeah? All right, here you go, Ann.
Okay, hold on, let me make sure. It's angled. Give me a little test here.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. Okay. I have two sets of minutes. The first one will be for August 10th. Okay, for August 10th, Mary Beth called the meeting to order at 7:40, and present were Mary Beth, Pat Wolf, Pam Metz, Jerry Arakawa, and absent were Ann Kaiser and David Jackson and Lee Morton. As I said, the meeting was called later at 7:40. Ken suggested that GDUC have membership forms at the GDUC table. This would be at the Ken suggested that we have much threat forms at the GDUC table during the Mutt Strut event, and then the nominating committee will suggest that we develop a nominating committee for the positions for elections, let's see, Nancy Unger. We have the following elections to be held at the fall meeting: the election for one board position currently held by Nancy Unger, for the president, and for secretary. Ken Metz would like to resign as treasurer and is not planning to run for the next term. Lee will chair the nominating committee and will be assisted by Jerry and Ken. Will also serve. The Constitution and Bylaws, Lee will place a copy of the proposed Constitution and Bylaws in forward for the membership. Also, Ken and Pam will write articles for the next forward. Forward should be published and be distributed before the end of August. Program. The first, it suggested that a first aid class for dogs, for guide dogs, be developed for the fall. This would be an interactive class with members having hands-on experience with provision of first aid to their guide dogs. Mary Beth proposed that the program should occur on Thursday morning of the fall convention from 2 hours, and possibly from 10 to 12 before Thursday's actual programs get started. Ken will write an article for the connection about this program. Booth fundraising. Ken suggested that we bring examples to the booth and take orders for dog beds. Ken will find out the actual price, the actual cost, and how much we would charge for the beds. We will take pre-orders for these beds and sign up for new members at the same time during at the convention, at the booth. Lunch speaker, it was proposed that Robert Wendt will reenact his program, his skit for the fall, as part of our lunch program for conventioners in the South. Ken suggested that we can have school updates after a dog walk, perhaps after the business meeting in the fall. Ken will look at the feasibility of having a GUC breakfast prior to the business meeting. Ken will look at several. This is either my head or the mic is moving around. Sorry about that. Ken will look at several potential breakfast locations. Pat and Lee need membership lists so that they can send out materials to current and prospective members or past members. Ken will contact Jane Sheehan to compare GDUI and GDUC membership lists. He will then send the combined lists to Pat and Lee. Debbie Grubb is setting up GDUI affiliate calls to take place on Thursday, August 18th. The next meeting is set for September 22nd, and the meeting was adjourned at 9 o'clock. Respectfully submitted, Jerry Arcao, GDUC Secretary.
Do you need a mic?
Yeah. We only have one mic, unfortunately.
Great job.
That could have passed it.
Oh, I'm sitting right there. Okay. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as?
So moved.
Second. All right. Is there any questions from anybody about the minutes? If we could get somebody to run the mic.
I know I missed the September meeting, but I was there at the August meetings, and I was absent. I think I was a couple minutes late, perhaps. But, and I thought, okay, I guess if I screwed up, I'm sorry, because I thought that I had thought that one of you guys was the chair and I was just on the committee. And so if I screwed up there, I am fully sorry.
All right. Oh, sorry. I was making sure we had everything that we needed from Gene. Any other questions regarding the minutes? All right. And is there all in favor of the minutes as read? Any nays? Abstentions? All right. One abstention. All right. And is that the only set of minutes?
No, I have one more.
One more set. Okay. Pam.
Thank you. Yes.
Hold on. Let me find this. Oops. Have to find. Yes.
Okay. I'll say. Okay. Okay. Yes. Well, very nice indeed. Good. Pause music there for us. Yeah. Yes. Good. Yes. Okay. These are the minutes for September 22nd. And the meeting was called to order at 7:30. Let's see. And present were Pat Wolf, Ken Metz, Pam Metz, Mary Beth Randall, and Jerry. And I'm here. This one I have, yes, absent were David Jackson, and Lee Morton and Nancy Younger. I hope that's correct. All right. Okay. Minutes were approved as read from the August meeting. Treasurer's report. Ken indicated that our current balance is $18.81.94. And moved and seconded to accept approve the treasurer's report. Convention. First aid for guide dogs. Check should be made payable to class organizer. And, you know, I don't think I put the name of the class, the organizer. Okay, I'll add that. And the room is set for 10 to 12 on Thursday. The event will, let's see, hold on, yeah, the event will be advertised on CCB list and the connection. Mary Beth wrote, Mary Beth wrote a message for forward concerning the class. And Mary Beth indicated that we have a booth set up for the convention. dog beds will be featured at the booth to look at and to be sold on an order basis for $35 per bed. Ken will order 20 beds, and it was moved. Okay. It's nobody's fault. What the heck? Okay. Yeah, right. Yes. So it was moved and seconded to sell the beds for $35. The motion was passed. Ken said that he will find out if there are any tax ramifications concerning the selling of these beds at our convention. For the state. Okay. Yeah.
Ken has not seen any information concerning candles in the shape of various dogs. However, he will continue to research that project. Additional fundraising projects, GDUC will hold a 50-50 raffle at the convention. And this time, the board decided to place names and phone numbers on the tickets so that members need not be present at the banquet to win. Raffle tickets will be sold at lunch and at the GDC booth, and perhaps at the business meeting as well, since the meeting will occur at 10 o'clock instead of our usual 8:30 time. The price will be one ticket, $1 per ticket, and six for five. Okay? Yeah, or five for six in our... every dollar counts, right? Oh, it's a little editorial there. Sorry about that. The tickets will be sold at the booth, and what happened here? Oh, something happened to my Braille note. Oh, I know what happened. It jumped all the way to the top. Boy, I hate when that happens. Okay. Gotta scroll down to the middle of the thing here. Yeah. You can have another Jeopardy song here while I scroll. I tell you. Yeah, right. Okay, well, I mentioned that the... Well, it would be, you see, I could do a search, except since it scrolled before I read it, I don't know what to search for. Oh, here we go, okay. Membership forms would be available at the booth. Registration for new members will occur at the booth as well. Okay. And Ken will take Braille, take the raffle tickets and will Braille tickets for door prizes. Okay. Puppy raisers. Pat Whitehead has been... Pat Whitehead and the group's LA Southwest Puppy Raisers will be available for pickup and for staffing the booth. Ken will contact puppy raising groups for GDA for additional volunteers if necessary. Membership. Ken will give Pat and Lee a membership list of past and current members, and so that Pat can send out membership letters. Let's see. Okay, and Ken will contact Chuck Jordan, Bob Windler, to make sure that GDD and GDA will be represented at our school updates. Okay. And the breakfast. GDUC will gather together members for an informal breakfast at that time, it was going to be Jack in the Box. Prior members, prior to our business meeting. Ken or Jerry will contact Lee concerning the nominating committee. the meeting was adjourned at 8:30. Respectfully submitted, Jerry Arakawa, secretary.
We have a... That one works, supposedly. This one says. All right, I'm taking this mic back. I like this better. All right. I know we have a couple of corrections. I'll just, for your records, Jerry, the name of the lady for the class was Peggy Rew, R-E-W. And when you have that, we had, it was 24 beds that were ended up to be ordered, not instead of 20.
They came in case.
They came in case, yeah. So we'll just go ahead and make that correction as well. Is there a motion to accept the minutes? Is there any questions or discussion about the minutes? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Abstentions? All right, thank you very much. And I think that's the last meeting. Yeah, it was. All right, so thank you very much, Jerry. Most appreciate. And next on our agenda is the treasurer's report. So I will let Ken talk away.
We don't have to pass the mic as far. Okay, treasurer's report. As of right now, we have a balance of $1,458.92. And what? 1458.92. And the beds, one second. The beds cost $473.02. That was for 24 beds. They were $19.99 apiece, tax and shipping. Then they gave us a 10% nonprofit discount. And so it actually ends up being roughly, I mean, you know, within a few pennies, $18 a bed, selling for $35. And we should make a nice profit on that. But let me say the beds do sell for those prices. So even though we may have, you know, it seems a little high when you know what we paid, I have to tell you exactly what we spent for the treasurer's report. But that is the normal price and the profit that a store would make if you were going to buy it there. So once we sell those 24 beds, if we have others that need to be ordered, we will do so and ship them to the folks that order those beyond what we already have in stock. So I think for those of you who already saw those beds, I think they're fabulous, actually. I know some of you saw them at the spring convention because we had one up there on display, I believe. Yeah, Kingston's bed was up there. Yeah, and Kingston wasn't on it at that time. But we did have the bed there, and I'm telling you, they're really neat because if for those who haven't been in the exhibit area to the GDUC booth, you can help to make money, you guys. But it's really important because we'll be discussing stuff today, and I think they're just things that we need to do and that we want to continue to do that we've already been doing with GDUC. So in order to do that, it takes money. Anyway, so that's my report on the treasury, and I'll give it to Mary Beth, then we'll see if you have any questions.
All right. Are there any questions regarding the treasurer's report? Yes. Then we're a good deal, so you want to buy your bed from us.
That's a good question. Madam President, I think what we... Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I guess we're recording. What we need to do is see what we do this weekend. If we get close to selling them all, I don't think we're going to sell all 24 today. So we can discuss that under fundraising today and see what we're going to do. That's actually a good point. They're lightweight. I don't think it would cost that much to ship, but we would really need to find out what the shipping cost would be per bed before we could make a decision like that, I would think. But I could, unless we just say 35 here, or at the spring convention, or next fall if they want it, or $40 including shipping. That would be my suggestion. I'll make that a motion. But we can't do that until the treasurer's report is voted on first.
Yes, I was going to, we're both good at this parliamentarian thing now. Okay, so then are there any other questions regarding the actual treasurer's report? All right, then I will entertain a motion to accept the treasurer's report. Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Abstentions? All right, and now I know Ken would like to make a motion that would be regarding, I inserted fundraising because I had forgotten that when I did my original agenda, so that's going to be next, and so we will discuss this question that came up about shipping.
I'm going to make a motion that we continue to charge $35 per bed if people pick it up at our booth, but that if we ship it, it goes up to 40, including shipping.
All right, I heard a second. Is there any discussion about the motion?
David, if we have to ship the beds, if we sell out on the ones we already had, and if people want to get them and have them before the next convention, then if we have to ship it, it will be $40. Because then we have to pay, we'll pay for the postage that way.
I just want to clarify.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was a good clarification. Okay, there was somebody else that had a question, if we could get a mic to them. All right, if that mic isn't working, we can use this one. Yeah, we're recording. We can get this mic.
You know, you've got a, this is Judy Wilkinson, fairly limited audience here. We have relatively, you know, we have a small attendance. I think you're 35. Have you, well, let me just ask, have we sold very many? You've sold six. That's good. Okay. So that's a quarter of them. But I don't know whether you want to add to the shipping. It may be part of the enticement to say that you will ship it and just, it probably won't cost that much to ship. So I don't know how I feel about going up to $40. I would suggest that may be pushing the envelope a little bit.
It's still less than Amazon.
Amazon should be free.
Yeah, that can't be less than that.
It's equal to Amazon.
Did you want to make a comment officially?
Huh?
Did you want to make a comment?
Yeah, it's from what Pat said, the price on Amazon is... What Pat said, the price on Amazon is more expensive than 40, so... Oh, it is 40? So it'd be equal. You know, we shouldn't have to pay... Because you have to pay for packing, too. So that could probably bring it to 40. You know, with the... Because then if it's $5 to ship it and pack it, and you're not charging extra for that, then you're only getting $30 for the item itself, if you think about it that way.
I'm coming, Ken.
The only problem I have with not charging postage myself is that the people who came here are paying one price and to be and if we're charging shipping for those others who are not at the convention, They're just not here to get it. So I don't see any problem with that. I think if we had to, well, especially even Amazon, Nancy, to answer your question too, if they're charging 40, and let's say they include shipping, we're still not going beyond what they are charging. And we don't know if they're charging shipping on those beds or not, but let's say they don't, we're not charging any more than that. And the fact that people didn't spend the money to come to the convention, and I don't think that we should give, we're really giving people that we would send beds to a discount, if you really look at that. And so, you know, the people that come to the convention, come to the GDUC meeting, come to the Guide Dog User of California luncheon, these are the people that are getting the discount because they're here. Just my thought.
All right. Is there any other discussion?
Okay, so we eat the mic. What about the people, like if we have a real rush on beds? I know it's pretty theoretical, it's a long shot, but we've sold 7 beds, so that theoretically we have about 17 left to sell. So the 18th person would still have to pay the $40, so somebody could just be hard luck here today. Next convention. Yeah, that always an option too for anyone to wait till the next convention and buy it next spring. So I think $5 shipping is reasonable. You still have 2 choices there.
All righty. Yeah, no, and there's certainly we can give anybody that calls about a bed, we can tell them that they can either buy it at the next convention or pay the extra $5 for shipping. And, you know, certainly if it goes over $5, I can't imagine, even if it did go over $5, it would be that much for GDUC to send a bed, that to me would not be too unreasonable to do. And I know I certainly am close enough to a post office to take a bed or two to the post office without even getting a ride. So, if there's any other discussion on the motion? All right, then we will proceed with the vote. All those in favor of the motion to add a $5 shipping charge if someone wants to have the bed shipped to them after convention, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Anyone no? Is there any abstentions? All right, then the motion passes, and that's what we will do. We will add a $5 shipping charge for anyone between this convention and the next convention. All right. Are there any other fundraising ideas? And I will just, since I have the microphone, say that I may have a line on some chocolate dogs. And I am going to get the information. The person that has this info is going to have that available for me here in the next couple weeks. And so I'm going to pursue that and see if we can get something, and it's a possibility that this place may even do something like engravings on the chocolate, so we might be able to get GDUC put on them, and so that is something that I will be pursuing personally. Are there any other suggestions that anyone would like to bring up that they would like to see us selling or anything like that? Okay. All right.
This is Melissa Hudson.
Yeah. This is Melissa Hudson. It's not what to sell, but what about why can't we take credit card payments? Because not everybody comes with a ton of cash to, say, buy everything. And it's a lot easier to swipe a card. And I know maybe not to have a credit card machine, but there are apps for an iPad or iPhone and things like that that it's called Square that is free, and you might just pay like a 2% or some really small percentage of it to go to the credit card, but you can process everything without having a credit card machine and everything like that that, you know, we can do without having, you know, it's wireless and electricity and things like that that you can have, so we can make things that people can buy and say, you know, I don't want to go to an ATM and have to come and, oh, how much is that? And then go find an ATM. And so about looking into something like that that we can then process credit card payments.
Yeah, that certainly is something to look into. I know I don't personally, I use a Android phone. So, there may even be an app that is accessible on the phone that I use and others use that we could look into. The main reason we have had credit card availability before now is the cost. To even get set up with credit card is pretty expensive. And so, you know, that's just something that we have not done in the past and that GDUC has not wanted to spend the money on in the past from what I've seen. But it's definitely something to look at. Absolutely. All right.
Wait till I get the mic to you.
Instead of going for the credit cards, which sounds like a great idea because I know there's expenses with that, problem would be solved if you accept a post-dated check to like the third or the fifth of the following month because everybody gets paid by then.
Yeah, I mean, that's something to consider. The only problem with that is keeping track of that kind of stuff, and that would mean more work definitely for the treasurer that takes care of all of that, but definitely something to at least be, you know, that we could think about. PayPal was recommended, but that is something that you would have to have internet for. And
let me just clarify a little bit on the Square app. We use that at the Mudstrut to be able to process credit card payments right off the bat. And again, there is no cost. There's no upfront cost. They send you the card reader. It's all free. There is that, you know, just a maybe 2%, or I can't remember exactly what. Do you remember, David? 0.7% of, you know, so if it's $35, they're going to take 2.7%, you know, whatever that is, right? You know, you're still making a profit. And they take that right out, and it gets linked into, so GDUC has a checking account, it'll get deposited right into the checking account and processed off of their credit card right away. So there's no upfront cost for the reader. There's, you know, none of that stuff. And it comes with a report, you know, detailed report with, you know, all that. So that's just FYI. Look into it. Check it out.
I'm taking the mic to somebody else for another comment.
Madam President, I think we really should look into something like this. I mean, there are, you know, more sort of recent solutions, such as the one that Melissa just recommended. And I think we might do a lot more business if people could use credit cards. Also, maybe even pay their dues with a credit card. You might get a lot more membership. I mean, I think it wouldn't cost you anything to look into it. So when you say, Mary Beth, we can look into that, we never know, do you want a motion? Is somebody going to look into it? Do you want, you know, what do you need for the record? Because we could look into it, doesn't let us know what's going to happen.
I was going to say that my thought would be that we look into it and bring it to the next meeting before making it a motion. I mean, just to say that to make a motion to look into something, I think is sort of silly. But I think if we have a lot of different ideas, and then we can report on that at the next GDUC meeting, that would be probably the answer, because we want to get the best thing possible for the group. The what we have to look at is how this thing is used and everything. And Melissa, I know you could tell us more about that. But when we're at the booth here and stuff, we need to make sure if it's something you only use with the machine, or if you have to use it with the iPhone app or the Android app at that time, because then whoever is volunteering at that booth would also have to have that ability to use it.
This is Jan Johnson from Claremont, and I rejoined GDUC in the middle of the year, but I never got any of the PodTracks, anything else. I was wondering, where are the meetings? What meetings? That's what I thought.
All right. I don't have you on my list, Jan, so I honestly can't, Ken, the list that Ken gave me didn't have your information on it, but it's obviously something went very wrong, and that's not good. and so, you know, I personally apologize for that. Mm-hmm. I would have no problem with that. Let's make sure we get Jan's information. The puppy raisers can fill out a form, and we'll make sure it gets inputted to the database. And is there a motion from someone on the board to... All right, yeah, and just so that we have that for the recording, the motion was made to go ahead and approve filling out information for Jan and getting all that information to GDY for 2012 membership, and it was seconded. Yeah, and we'll have we'll just know that her membership is paid for 2012 because of the mix-up of what took place. All right. Any discussion? Okay. Is there all in favor? Any nays? Abstention? All right. Now then, regarding fundraising, is there anything else? Now, just before, if someone does have something, in my opinion, too, my idea of looking into this credit card is obviously we're going to have to do some looking at what the apps are. I mean, knowing what the one app for the iPhone is great, but we'll also want to look at stuff for those of us who use the Android systems, Android software. And we will definitely, and I would want to set a goal for by next spring's convention to have a report for people about that. And we'll make a note that that's going to be on the agenda for the spring, to discuss having credit card availability for our members or potential members. And it's a very excellent idea, because it's great that this is a way where you could get the reader for free compared to other ways that we've heard about in the past. All right, so is there any other fundraising ideas or questions or anything like that? All right, we will move to the next item, which is forward. And Lee, I heard her in the room, so if we could get the mic to Lee.
Okay, I don't know. It seems like we've had a little communications problem. I've just taken lists of previous years that I've had and sent them out to people. I hope a lot of you got our most recent issue. Uh-huh. Well, then we'll have to. Okay, so a lot of you did. That one of some of you that didn't will have to find a way to get it, because email may have been out of date. My email, actually, I have two of them. I have a work email, which is Lee, L-E-E, at bccsd.org, or my home email, and this is the one I use mostly for CCB stuff, which is GLEK, G-L-E-K, which is the, for this group, you'll like it because it's the initials for Gerda, Ed, Lainey, and Kess. GLEK99@earthlink.net. Okay, first one, work email is Lee, L-E-E, at bccsd.org, or GLEK99@earthlink.net. G-L-E-K, 99@earthlink.net. So if some of you who didn't get it, email me, and I will send it to you when I get back to town, and I'm sorry for any inconvenience. And also, that's, use either of those email addresses to send me things, because I love to get, you know, and I will take anything. I will take, maybe you had an experience in training, or maybe you had a nice thing with your dog, or maybe you just have a poem or a story. I'll take, I always try to have some different variety in forward. I try to put in, if I get some information on relevant legislation or something, I try to get that in there. We, of course, put in information from the conventions and minutes and stuff like that. But I also try to put in two things from the internet. And it's that last issue, for instance, we put in, because we are celebrating the 10-year, honoring, I think is a better word, the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. I put in an internet blurb about dogs that had been abused to go to meet up with people who had died in 9/11 to give them love. This tearjerker, I figured that was the closest thing I could do to honor 9/11. And we also put in a funny blurb about dogs' property laws. We try to have a little variety in forward, but it's really nice when it's member generated. So please send me stuff.
Thanks very much, Lee. Yeah, and this issue was excellent. I had a couple people who called, another member who got it, and she really loved that particular issue. So she said, I'm holding on to this one. So it was nice to see. Does anybody have any questions about Forward? Now everybody's got Lee's emails. So, but are there any other questions?
Jan, I'll forward that one to you anyway.
Will the chocolate be in the Forward as well? I mean, we're going to look into that. And when you do look into it, do we have to wait or be at the next convention, or will something be done sooner than that?
That's a good question. If all goes well, I would like to have those at our next convention to sell. And between now and then, the board will meet to look at all the costs and all that kind of good stuff so we can know what we're going to have to look into. So, but that would be my personal, that would be awesome. If we have that for next convention to sell, I would love that.
And she's saying that we could put it in, mention it in the next Forward.
Yes. Yeah. And hopefully we will have information, yeah, so that it can go in the next Forward, hopefully by the next Forward. So, we will definitely work on that. Hold on.
Good morning, everybody. This is Pam. One of the things I'd like to see us do for Forward is, I don't know if Lee will agree, but because it's going to be a lot of work, but all of us have guide dogs that we love and adore to death. And I'd like to see each and every one of you in this room send her a small, little, three-line, four-line little thing about what your dog means to you. So that she could, like, put it, what do you call those, montages? Because we just went through, September is National Guide Dog Month. So we, and I think it'd be something cute that we could, because I enjoy Forward, and especially this last one, it was pretty good. And I think everybody should, and I think everybody in this room should send something, if they have a computer. If not, I'll even give you my home phone number, and you can call me, and I can type it up real quick. And I just had a chill down my back saying that, though. But I can give you the home phone number, and I can type it up on my computer real quick, and we can send this to Lee, and we can put, like, a collage together for Forward of what each and every one of our dogs mean to us. Because we just took a walk down to Carl Jr., and I love my yellow dog, but he walked me off a curb, and I fell on my butt. But we got up, and I said, I'm fine, and took off. So, and so we all adore our dogs. we all adore our dogs, and so from that point on, from the time I fell and got up, he showed me the pole, the crack on the sidewalk, the corner, the edge of the grass. So he knew he did something wrong, but he tried his best, and that's all you can expect from these dogs. And so I think if we, to honor the dogs, because we didn't do anything in September, to honor the dogs, I think that would be something nice to do.
That's a good thing. Yeah. April 30th, is that correct? April 30th is International Guide Dog Day. So, yeah, that would be another opportunity for doing some more little stories like that. All right. Anything else about Forward? Okay. I have to go back to item number 4 because I skipped it, and that was a membership report. Is Pat in the room? Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to say, Pat?
Okay. Hi. Yeah, I just hope everybody pays up on their dues. We only have like 17 paid members last year, and that's way down from what we used to belong to. And as soon as I get a roster, Ken, I will send out reminders to everybody, as well as I'll look up. I do have some old rosters somewhere in my computer. I'll look them up and send them to members who not are no longer members. Give them a little reminder. So hopefully people will pay their dues, and I will get a membership letter out shortly.
Thank you, Pat. In addition to that, one thing that I have here to tell people about, we have at the Spring Convention, I know I was mentioned during our meeting, that we have an affiliate liaison now from GDUI to all of the affiliates. And at our most recent meeting, just before convention, as a matter of fact, the discussion of getting members was discussed. And we are not the only affiliate struggling with our membership. It's definitely something that's become an issue with a lot of affiliates. But a great idea that was discussed, then there was a motion made and seconded and passed, that's going to be brought to the GDUY board that would become a benefit to us as a affiliate, would be, we have on the new GDUY website, all of the affiliates that have a website have a link to all of their websites on there. One of the things that was recommended that what we could do is we could set up they would set up a page so that actually you could go through the GDUY website and fill out the information to become a member, and then there would be information on how you could contact the person in your area if they don't do credit cards, and that would go coincide with our ability to do credit cards. The person would contact you. You know, they'd say, hey, Jan, I'm calling. You filled out the information to join GDUC. It would not be done through GDUY at all. It would be a link that would be just for us. And it would be something that we could take advantage of in getting more members, especially members who join as an associate member, but they don't have an affiliate or a chapter that they belong to. And that would be a great way for us to get members. And so that was something that was brought up at the last affiliate meeting. And I had especially put down that I wanted to find out how the membership felt about something like that as a way for us to increase our membership.
I don't have I'm for the idea, but I just wanted to know what's involved if we do this. Is it just a matter of link, using the link that GDU has for us, or do we have to do anything special?
At this point, the old web page for GDUC is still there. And so basically what will happen is GDUY will actually do the work of getting membership forms from the affiliates. And since we have that available in electronic format, that's easy to get that information to whoever the webmaster is going to be for GDUY. They will do all the legwork. Basically, all we have to do is have our contact information available to be put onto the website so that the very first thing that'll come up when a person clicks the link is it'll say, Jim Jones is treasurer for Guide Dog Users of California. And there will be a phone number for that person, and also there'll be a note indicating that once you have filled out this form, that information will go to the Guide Dog Users of California treasurer, and they will contact you to take your payment. And then that person will be required, that person will then call the individual, because they'll get an email from the website. It'll come to that person, and it'll have all their information right there. So all they have to do is get the phone number, and okay, call and say, okay, would you like to pay, you know, check, cash, or credit card? If, you know, once we get that kind of stuff figured out, to be able to do credit card. And so it's pretty simple for us as an affiliate. All the legwork will be done through probably a task force on the national level through GDUI. So hopefully that answers your question, Jerry. Is there anybody else that had any questions?
I believe it was before, if you joined GDUC, you were also a member of GDUI. Is that still the case? Yes? Okay. Thank you.
Coming.
Just wanted to clarify that, yes, you are. Once you join this organization, you're automatically a member of GDUI, California Council of the Blind, and the American Council of the Blind. It gets you in all those. It gets you in all four of these organizations. It's well worth the $20.
Thank you, Lee. All right. Is there anything else? Okay. I'm going to move on. I would like to turn the mic over to Lee for a nominating report so that they will then open up the floor to our elections.
Mostly what we've done is I have checked with some of the incumbents on this and found out whether they would be interested in running. And I haven't seen a mad rush of people volunteering, but there may be. That's why we're going to have nominations from the floor. The positions we have are president, and our incumbent president is Mary Beth Randall, and secretary is Jerry Aracapa, and treasurer, the last I heard, he's not up, but I thought, but he's not running. Okay, and then we have a directorship available that's currently held by Nancy Unger. So I guess we will start with the first one. Of president. I am taking nominations. Right.
Yes.
I want to clarify something real quick.
Just one thing to clarify real quick. For all of the reason we're having an election for treasurer at this convention rather than next fall is because Ken has felt that for the best of his health and all of that sort of thing, that he would like to step down as treasurer. We've certainly appreciated him being our treasurer, but we want Ken to stick around with us. And I know Pam does. And so, therefore, we are voting for a treasurer at this convention. So whoever runs for that position will be running for a one-year term. For president, if I know that I'm eligible for one more term, for secretary, Jerry is eligible for another term. And for this board position, Nancy has actually served two full terms. And so she's no longer eligible for another term, so it's an open position. All right, Pam, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, I'm opening the floor for nominations for president of GTC. Are there any nominations? Okay, now I have to do this three times, right? Okay, is there any other nominations? That's one. Is there any other nominations? Okay, is there any other nominations?
I move that Mary Beth Rent be elected by acclamation and nominations be
closed. All those in favor? All those opposed? Tennyson just opposed. Yes. Okay, Mary Beth.
Thank you. Yes, we certainly did. Oh my gosh. I tell you what. Oh golly. Well, thank you very much. I will certainly endeavor to continue to do good by GDUC. And we had some very good ideas here today so far, so I'm pleased with that. I will now open the floor. And are there any nominations for secretary? All right, I hear a nomination for Jerry Narakawa. Jerry, do you accept? All right, Jerry accepts. All right. Are there any other nominations? Second time around, are there any nominations? And one last time, are there any other nominations? All right, the motion was made to close nominations and let Jerry be elected by acclamation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah. Okay. Tony says no. I think the dogs are the ones voting no here. All right. I will now open the floor for any nominations for treasurer. Are there any other nominations? We sort of need a nomination. Yes. All right. David, are you in the room?
I am.
And he's taking a breath. He's trying to find out if he's still breathing now. Hey, still breathing. Good. Are you all right with being nominated for that position?
No, unfortunately, I
really need to say no, but I have to say I have to draw a line. Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly appreciate you, David. You have been running yourself ragged, that's for sure. Well, I definitely am. All right, another nomination.
I would like to, since she cannot be on the board because she termed out, Nancy Unger.
Well, why not? You can do it.
As long as you got a Wells Fargo near you, that's all you need.
That's all you need?
We trust you.
We trust you.
They trusted me, we trust you more.
Hey, I'm going to just sit here. I don't know. But hey, it's up to you, Nancy. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, folks, any other nominations? Lee, you have been nominated. Would you accept the position? All right. Thank you, Lee, for. And I'm going to make it easy for us, or easy for most everybody but Lee. is there any other nominations?
I think that's five times.
Yeah. So I've. All right. All those in favor. Okay. Lee, you have. Elected to the. And we will. We'll certainly. All right, we have one last position for the board, and that's our open board position. It's a 2-year term, and so are there any nominations? All right, the name of Nellie Emerson. My gosh, I am already getting bad. This is not good. All right, the name of I know, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to open hospitality. The name of Nellie Emerson has been nominated. Any other nominations? Nellie? And she accepts. All right, that's good. Okay. All right. All right. Are there any other nominations? And one more time, any nominations before I go to sleep or something? All right. It's been moved and seconded to accept Nellie Emerson as board member by acclamation. All those in favor? Any against? Woof, no. Congratulations, Nellie. We're glad to have you aboard. And I know that, and she was one of the individuals who came Thursday to the first aid class, and so we were glad that she was there. All right.
You can't catch her in the roundhouse, Nellie, because you can't corner her there.
That's bad, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
And old.
One more item. Actually, two less things, and then we're done. We have to vote for delegate and alternate delegate for the year 2012 to the CCB conventions. And so I will open the floor to any nominations for delegate. Currently, Ann Kaiser is our delegate, and I am alternate delegate. Yes. All right, Ann, you've been nominated for delegate. Will you accept that? Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes. You know, when you have to think about, you know, whether you're going to be available to stay awake until, you know, midnight or something, you know. All right. Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? And one last time, any other nominations? All right. Nominations have been moved to be closed and elected by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Noes? One no, I guess. All right. Well, Anne, thank you for being our delegate again for next year. And I will open the floor for alternate delegate. Yeah, all right, okay. I can do this, I suppose. That means that I don't have to... Never mind, we won't talk about it. I can go to bed at 11:59. Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? All right. Nominations have been closed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Noes. Okay. Tennyson, you're up till the late hours again. Poor dog. Yes. The last item is any other business.
And you know, I've been having fun up here a little bit, but I'm not going to kid around on this one. As you all know, we did a mud strut. I'm not going to go into the whole thing because we did that last night, and Melissa and I probably could have spoken for another hour and a half. But I think it's really important that a lot of our own members in GDUC, not only because we are guide dog handlers, but because of the fact that we're familiar with even other people who have service animals, other people who have pet dogs, and besides, we have a lot of folks in this organization that have a lot of talent. And I really think, and it's not saying that people without a guide dog can't help us. They do. I don't think Charlene will kill me if I say that she offered to chair a group in San Diego for the mud strut if we do it next year. She'll kill me later, but that's okay. And that's all right, because we go back a year or two. But I really think the point is we should be leading CCB in helping work on the committees that are involved in the different regions for this mud strut. I think we're doing a lot of disservice if we don't participate, if we don't get out there with the active runners, walkers that we get from outside CCB, and we're not giving them the opportunity to be exposed to those of us who are guide dog handlers. This is a tremendous opportunity because we have always talked in GDUC about a statewide event. We've done this before, but we've never come through. We've been looking for activities that we can do on a statewide basis, but we've never really done it. We've been looking for things whereby we can get other guide dog handlers who are not members to participate and probably really increase not only the monetary amount that we can bring in for CCP, but think of the monetary amount and membership we could bring into GDUC. We have an opportunity that is right in our face and that we could really take advantage of to make this organization what it was and beyond. And I really hope that a lot of you will contact me or contact the office to get my information so you can either email me or call me. But I really want to see a lot of you working on the committees that we have. Melissa Hudson and I were involved. Mary Beth helped a lot from the Fresno area as far as getting people going up to Sacramento, participating and did some of the Facebook stuff. Pat LaFrance Wolf helped out by getting some of the food donated that we had at our event. And so there are some people that have done this. But there are certainly more than three or four of you here today that could really give us some assistance. And puppy raisers, you guys are so marvelous. I can't say enough about you. But we can still use you for another thing here. And we still ask. And you, Pat, you've always been there for us. And you are just tremendous. You and your entire group. Absolutely. So with that in mind, all of you that are here are from all parts of California. Let's not make this a Los Angeles group. Let's not make it San Diego or Sacramento or San Francisco, like I said last night. Let's make this a CCB statewide group that will really show them what we can do if we work together. Thank you.
I know I'm not running for president.
No.
Gee, Ken, don't you want to run for president? Oh, darn. is there any other business that anybody would like to bring up? All right.
It's Pat Whitehead. I just want to remind you that Karen is here with the 50-50 tickets, and so we'll make one last push for those. I also want to tell you, if you come to the table, we are donating today a leash that is made by one of our raisers who does this. It's the guide dog GDB style leash, but she makes it in colors. She does it in black and in tan and then in the dark brown, and it's $20, which is the same cost. But we'll have one there, and then at luncheon somebody will win it, besides some dog toys. So we look forward to seeing you there. But we all, as puppy raisers, just want to thank you for loving your dogs as you do. We're so excited this year to see them all in such good weight, and we're proud of you for that. And we love it that the dogs maybe put their noses up on the table when they see the toy there, but they restrain themselves very much. But thank you all very much. Give your dogs a hug from all their puppy raisers tonight, too. Okay. There you go.
Thank you, Pat. And you know, everybody, I know that this has already been said, but the puppy raisers have been very valuable and helpful all weekend and with the relieving areas. I realize it's been kind of a challenge, so we definitely appreciate you. And I hear somebody that would like the mic. We're going to have to give her something for all this running around.
I did the running around today. I delegated.
This is Judy Wilkinson. Mary Beth, is it automatic that we do a courtesy resolution for our dear friends who've helped us out? Or do we need a motion for that?
That's done. That is done through CCB.
Okay.
And it should include.
What do you want money for?
It should, and actually does include the copyright.
Well, here comes Karen right here.
We will. But it does include all volunteers. So.
Here's the microphone. You can have it.
Here you go.
All right. And I'm going to give the mic to Pam?
I had a question. How many of you guys actually went to the first aid class yesterday? Thursday. Excuse me, not yesterday, Thursday. Okay. So they had about, 16 in the class? It is. I just wanted to know how many of you actually enjoyed the class, because she does a great job at explaining your dog's anatomy to you, especially as blind people, how to find their pulses and their heart and their everything. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you need to give them a glass of wine if you're going to take their temperature. Those kinds of things. Because that's a little invasive. But I just wanted to know how many of you went and how many of you actually enjoyed, had a good time. Yeah.
It looked like we had a well-received group at the class on Thursday. Everybody got on the floor. Even those who had a difficult time with getting on the floor, they still got interactive with everything, and I think it went well. And I'm going to ask the membership this now, because I know the board discussed this, that if it went well, that we would like to do it again up in the north for the spring. Would the membership like to do that again? All right, then that's what we're going to plan to do for our program in the spring.
It's harder getting up from the floor.
Yeah, I know. Getting up off the floor is always harder. You know, getting down was the easy part, yeah. You know, we had a number so that Peggy could come around and help get you off the floor. Is there anything else that people would like to? All right.
Cindy. I'm right. There you go.
Hi, it's Cindy Flerman. I'm one of the people who was in the class Thursday. And I just wondered if anybody else had this experience. In our handout packet that we got, there was a business card with Braille Dymo tape on the top and bottom of the card, and mine was not readable. So I just wondered if anyone else, when you look at your card, you might notice that, and if it applies to you, you might have to scan your card or your business card or have it read. That's what I'm going to have to do with mine.
Yeah, well, you know what? Since you brought that up, Cindy, I will, since I have the list on the computer, I'm going to call and make sure that everyone has her information that would like it. Thank you for bringing that up. Are there any, we don't have that much time, but if there's any guide dog schools around, would anybody be interested in hearing any new updates the schools have? All right, so if there's any guide dog schools, we'll...
Keith just walked out. Well, Teresa, let's start with you.
Oh, that Keith. All right, well, good morning, everyone. It's Teresa Duncan from the San Rafael campus, Dogs for the Blind. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll just go over two sort of our main things that are happening that are kind of different and exciting. The first being we are going to be moving into a new dorm soon. So, well, first we have to take down the old one. So, very excited about that. Our last class will be held in the San Rafael dorm will be in December. And then for a year and a little bit more, we'll be holding classes at the Inn Marin, which is a very nice hotel up in Novato. So it's just about 8 miles from the campus. And the accommodations there are lovely, all single rooms. They're actually building a special kitchen for us so we can keep our lovely kitchen staff. And they'll also be taking care of the same ladies from the dorm will be taking care of your rooms and that kind of thing. So has that nice family feeling. So they'll be accompanying us there to the Inn Marin. And then the new dorm should be finished being built in probably April or May of 2013. It'll be a beautiful building. I'm actually lucky enough to be on the committee that's sort of putting all the stuff together for it, and it's been a really fun experience, and I get to kind of represent the graduate point of view about that kind of stuff. And so just to let you know, there will be a, well, we can't call it a hot tub, but we are a therapy pool. Right. The board wasn't going to go for a hot tub, but a therapy pool was okay. So it'll be a very nice facility. It'll be exciting to have everyone there. We won't be doing a reunion in 2012. We're going to put it off to 2013 so that we can invite folks up to come see the new facility, and I think you guys are going to like it. Yeah. And then the other big news is that we have chosen a new CEO. His name is Paul Lopez. He's from down here in Southern California. And he'll be starting in January. So that's the scoop there. Any
Questions? All right, okay.
Everybody's excited about that, too.
Who would? Oh, question? Here.
No, I don't have a question.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to talk about GDD? There you go.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to make sure that before we go on to our report, if there's any questions for Teresa. No? Okay. I'm Linda Samolsky. I'm the Student Services Coordinator for Guide Dogs of the Desert. I'm not Bob. I'm sorry. Bob is in Chicago, and he's at a conference, and he's also doing an in-home follow-up. We've done some really cool things with people with vision loss and secondary disabilities, and so he's working with someone in Wisconsin after his trip to Chicago. So he sends his best, and he wishes he could be in two places at one time, but so far he hasn't been able to. He's done many miracles, but not one of them yet. This year we've already graduated 22 teams. We've done a lot of in-homes, and we just finished a class. We just graduated last Sunday. We have 3 licensed instructors. We have 2 apprentices that are O&M qualified instructors. And Michael Anna is to my right. Say hi, Michael Anna.
Hi, everyone.
And I'll let her get. I'll give her a chance. We're opening a wellness center gradually, so we'll be able to do X-rays and vet care and quarantines and puppy whelping and all kinds of things through our wellness center. We'll have another retrain class in December. We have 6 poodles in for training, and we're also doing airport security training. And I think that's it.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Go for it.
Excuses for making noises.
Oh. I can answer that. I'm Michael Anna Padilla. I just started GDD in July. I'm orientation mobility specialist and an apprentice trainer. So right now we have poodles, golden retrievers, labs. We have 1 smooth-coated collie that we're working with. And our breeding stock, we're just building up our German shepherds. We're working with a breeder in the Central Valley who's importing breeds from Romania. So we're really excited about trying to build up our German shepherd stock. And we just graduated an Australian Shepherd on Sunday. It was an experiment that Bob pressed us to get. It was a donation from Southeastern. She was a lot of fun to train, really hard to place. So at the moment, I think Jeannie's going to be our only Australian Shepherd for a while, because not everyone wants to go 80 miles an hour. We're really excited about our smooth coat collie and our shepherds.
Do you have any questions for Guide Dogs of the Desert? Okay, here we'll give it to Andy.
Hi, everybody. This is Andy Crusoe. Yeah. Keith and I were going to start the rumor mill. I was going to have him read my update, but we decided we probably shouldn't. Anyway, most of you know about GDA, we don't have, things don't change that much around the school, but we are now putting in another class. It's going to be a permanent retrain class, November, December, and we're having one starting November 27th, I think. And it will either be a 2-week or a 3-week class. The 2-week is an accelerated class, and people have to kind of hit the ground running and do 3 workouts a day and all of that. And it's not really for everybody. So if we have people who are a little bit slower and maybe older, it will be a 3-week class, which is what we're going to do this year. Let's see. Basically, 10 people per class. for our regular classes, the retrain class will be either 6 to 9 people, depending on dogs and people availability, that sort of thing. Let's see, looks like we will have graduated 51 or 52 teams this year, so we're really happy with that. We have, used labs. We have some Goldens coming up, which is nice, and lab Golden Crosses. We just graduated a black and tan lab, which they're so cute. They are so cute. And we just happen every so often. We never know when one's going to come through. And then we're also, I think I mentioned last convention, working on our German Shepherd program. We have, I think, 4 puppies being raised, and I think there may be one, there's one in training. And we just got a breeding female from Germany, and so we have high hopes, but it's really going to be down the road a little bit, probably 2 years realistically, but we're working on it. Let's see, we have our vet. Is going to be have hours 2 times a week, so we'll have a vet on staff. I think it's Tuesday and Saturdays. People that are local can come to the school for vet services or a bath, nail clip. That would be your dogs, not you. Unless you can sneak in somehow. Let's see. And we have... our trainers, we have 10 trainers, 2 apprentices will be going for their license, one in November and one in the spring, I think. And if the planets are aligned, by next year, all of our trainers will be licensed. So we're really happy about that. Yeah, that's always subject to change. But and so that's it, pretty much. We keep going on. So thanks again for having us. We're really happy to be here, as always.
Already spoken. I just was asking Keith if he had any additions. Anyone else? Any questions for any of the schools?
I have a
question. Yes.
Here, microphone.
Okay. Don't mean to put you on the hot seat, but it looks to me like 2 of the schools are kind of revamping their shepherd stock. GDV has decided not to do shepherds anymore. And I realize shepherds aren't for everybody, but do you think there's a chance maybe a couple of years down the road that GDV could relook at that? Because it does seem like, although there are some problems with shepherds, they still, a good shepherd is a good dog. And I know you used to have a shepherd breeder named Denny way back when. My first dog, Gerda, was in love with him. But anyway.
To be honest with you, Lee, it's probably a long shot. It's going to be a long time before Guide Dogs for the Blind would reintroduce German Shepherds. It's not to say that they're not out there. As you know, I have a boarding kennel, so I see some really nice shepherds come through, or just even out in the public. So I would agree with you that there are some very good German Shepherds out there that could certainly do the work. And there are still a couple of schools, as the schools here in California that might reintroduce that, schools on the East Coast that continue to have German Shepherds. So there is an option out there for people that really prefer that breed, and I think there's some good options. And it's unfortunate that we don't continue to have German Shepherds. I mean, I still have some shirts, quite a few shirts, that have German Shepherds on them. But probably not going to happen at GDB for a while. Thanks.
I'm going to try this thing. Is it working at all?
What? Semi. You've got a question over here. We have close to you.
Okay, Robin.
Okay. The Guide Dogs Event still offer Golden Lab Crosses. That's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the microphone. This is Nancy. I've got Miguel from Guide Dogs of the Desert. Does Guide Dogs of the Desert still use Golden Lab Crosses? I think the best thing that's ever happened to me. I think it's fantastic.
Which
I'll take that. It's Mike Lana again. We are not breeding the crosses. It's just not really a priority for Lori right now. So as far as I know, there's no puppies in training, but that's not to say that we're done with the crosses. I'm sure it's up in Lori's mind, and she's got her whole breeding plan planned. But at the moment, we don't have any crosses for the next couple of years.
I've got one question coming.
I have a question for GDB. Are you going to be doing labradoodles and poodles?
GDB trained, this is Keith again, GDB trained about three or four poodles, and I think most of them were black poodles. There was one white poodle. We never crossed the poodle in the lab in our breeding program, and at this point, they're not continuing to do the poodle anymore, so the chance of a cross would be remote. No labradoodles. No labradoodles or poodles. Now, I found Andy's comment about the black and tan lab. That's pretty interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's Chuck's Rottweiler, actually.
I'm going to temporarily see how well this one's doing. All right, good. If I eat it, I can make it work. All right. I think it would be best if we wrap it up. We have to allow for a few minutes so that we can relieve puppies and people. And so I want to officially adjourn our meeting. And if you're coming to the lunch, make sure you have your ticket. Tickets will be collected. Door prizes will be, there'll be door prizes at lunch. And Robert Wendt will be here, as we all heard, during the minutes. And so we will now take a break until it's 11:45. So you've got very few minutes. You can go and get your ticket and get back. Thanks, guys.
Much hotter.
I know. Yeah, this one, the one
we'll probably want to use one of the mics though for lunch.
But okay. We will need two mics.